Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today we're going to talk about the following. As the weather gets colder, although it's not cold today, but it is going to get colder, and the COVID-19 pandemic continues, many people still want to daven in outdoor minyanim. However, many people also would like to be able to tolerate the colder temperatures while they are outdoors. So other than shortening the davening, by davening faster, starting with Yishtabach, whatever other etzas that people might have, there are some suggestions in terms of how to stay warm, but mostly people have been asking, are they allowed to wear gloves when davening? Short of that, are they allowed to put their hands in their pockets when davening? Is there some sort of problem with doing either one of those things? Now, if the answer is that you could do one or the other, is it better to do one or the other? Is it better to wear gloves while davening, or better to put your hands in your pocket? What are the issues with each of these possibilities in terms of davening? So let's take one by one and then compare the two. As far as gloves are concerned, the basis for the issue with gloves is subject to machlokas. The Mishmur and inside the Aleph Sifkat Nid Beis, in the context of discussing how to dress for davening, talks about wearing a hat and wearing socks, v'chulei, he says, gamein lilbosh beis atfila batei yadayim shekorin henshich kederech ovrei drachim, don't wear these gloves like the ovrei drachim wear, v'kori ani aleihem, and I say about them, the pasuk, al tiviyori goral gaiva v'yad rishoyim al tandein. In reality, what the Mishmur is really doing is he's combining statements of the Magen Avraham and the Bach that may or may not be the same statement. The Bach quotes the pasuk that the Mishmur quotes, "Val tivieni regel gaiva," that it sounds like the primary concern is that it's considered to be a derech gaiva to wear gloves. The Magen Avraham, on the other hand, highlights the fact that it's the derech of Ovrei Drachim, probably means that it's a chisaron in Omed Lefnei HaMelech, because the very definition of Omed Lefnei HaMelech requires first that you be Omed, that you be focused and being on that spot. But if you're Ovrei Drachim, you look like someone who's just passing on through, that's not paying the proper kavod to the Melech that you're standing in front of. And obviously the notion of Omed Lefnei HaMelech is the very basic definition of Tefillah. The famous Reb Chaim al Rambam, where he describes that the kavanah of being Omed Lefnei HaMelech is ma'akev the entire length of the Tefillah, because that's just how we define Tefillah as opposed to just reading Hebrew words. So what about wearing gloves for the cold? So it might be enough kamina between the two reasons. It's clearly not derech gaiva when it's freezing outside and you're wearing gloves, because it's obvious that you're only wearing it for the cold and not for any gaiva reasons. But it still may not be ka'omid l'vnei HaMelech. Even the president himself on inauguration day, if I recall correctly, doesn't really wear a coat and gloves, even though it's always in January and it's freezing in Washington. They do what they can. I didn't look this up online, but I seem to recall that to be true. I don't know. Someone can let me know if that's true. I seem to recall that he just wears a suit and just, you know, has to man up and pretend that he's not cold. Rav Shlomo Zalman, however, in Halicha Shlomo Perek Beis, Halach Yurches, writes that this has nothing to do with gloves that you wear. I mean, these halachos have nothing to do with gloves that you wear to protect you from the cold. Wearing gloves because it's freezing outside is totally mutter, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. He suggests that Masha Kasav b'mishabura le'asar, Hainu b'shal poalim, that's a workman's gloves. V'chein le'idach gisa b'kfafo shalov shos and derech hashivos, or let's say like gloves that a person would wear as a derech hashivos, as like, like a woman who in the 1950s or something, or before, I don't know what era it was, that when women would get dressed up, they would wear these long gloves. Now that was just a derech hashivos, it wasn't meant to keep them warm. But that which you wear to keep you warm, b'pnei atzina, ein b'chlal zeh, certainly not included in this Isser. In fact, in Shuvas Be'er Moshe, in the Deborah Tziner, in Chelek Dalet, Simen Lamites, he quotes another Sefer Neta Shuruk, Chelek Orachayim, Simen Vav, that the Isser is one of being Mischabid Atzmo B'Shas HaTvila, Ba'amdol Lefnei Hashem Ba'avoda, Vareza Bizoyon Klapei Maila, that you're honoring yourself as you're standing in front of Hashem, and that's a Bizoyon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do such a thing. Deborah Tziner Rav says that would make no difference if you're doing it for gaiva or if you're doing it because you're cold, because anyone who looks at you can't necessarily tell the difference, and therefore l'chora it should be asur either way. L'chora, one could argue that if you're outside and it's freezing, then anyone who sees you can see clearly that you're not doing it for gaiva, that you're doing it because it's freezing cold. But for some reason, the Be'er Moshe, the Deborah Tziner, initially writes, Im kol zeh ha emes imol la halacha la maisa di yoser tov she yispalel bi yichidus be beiso velo be tzibur im bata yadayim im yefshar belav achi. He says, you know, really, the net ashuruk is correct, that, and therefore it's better to daven bi yichidus than to daven with a minion with gloves on. But then at the end of the tshuva, the Debrit Siner comes around. And he says, nah, if it's so cold outside, or he talks about where you're in shul and it's freezing in shul, and it's obvious that that's why you're davening, so then certainly it's better to daven that way than to daven b'yechidus. Udelo k'tshuvas neta shuruk. So it's important to note that this entire discussion is only about Shemona Esrei, when you actually need to be called midafnei melech. During Kriyat Shema Birchas Seha, and certainly during Pesukim Zimra, there would be no problem, right? Then for sure, a person is allowed to wear gloves. So if a person wants to take off his gloves for the 4 or 5 minutes that he davened Shemona Esrei, and he can handle that, so then you avoid any even chashash of a problem. What about another concern, that maybe it's a violation of Bizui Mitzvah? There's Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun Zayin that records 4 occasions that caused the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash to metaphorically cry. And one such cry was to banish a Kohen Gadol named Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai, who honored himself and was Mevazeh the Karbanos. And the Gemara explains that this Yisachar would wear gloves while doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi says that there are two problems with what he did. First of all, it created this unwarranted chatzitza between his skin and the carbon that he was dealing with, and that would passel the carbon. And second of all, it's disrespectful to the kachim to wear gloves, as if I can't get my hands dirty with the kachim. So the Gemara goes on to explain how Hashem ultimately punished Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai. On one occasion, the king and the queen were debating whether goat meat or lamb meat is better than the other, which one is better, and they decided to settle the dispute by calling on a person who had a lot of experience with meat from lambs and from goats, a Kohen Gadol, works in the Beis HaMikdash all day, all the karbanos are lambs and goats. So Yisachar was summoned to the palace to resolve the machlokas, and while answering the question, he gave like a dismissive gesture with his hand, as if to say the lamb meat is obviously the superior meat. So the king was so insulted by that gesture that he decreed that Yisachar's right hand should be cut off. Yisachar then bribed the king's messenger to cut off his left hand instead of his right, and when the king heard about this, he saw to it that they should cut off his right hand also. So the Gemara doesn't say explicitly which of the two problems, whether it's chatitz or bizayin kachim, led to such a harsh punishment, but it seems from the introductory line of the Gemara that Yisachar honored himself and was mevazeh kachim, that the punishment was on account of being mevazeh kachim. So the Debrit Siner discusses, why don't we bring that up over here when it comes to davening with gloves, that it's a mevazeh, the Ribbono Shel'olam in that sense, that wearing gloves is a bizayim. So he points out the obvious answer. No, the Gemara was, it's only a bizayim kachim because you're handling the kachim biyadayim. You're touching the kachim. So to wear the gloves, to say, I don't want to touch kachim, I don't want to get my hands dirty, that's a bizayim of kachim. But it's not a bizayim to the Ribbono Shel'olam inherently to be wearing gloves on your hands while you're davening. So therefore, we have Rav Shlomo Zalman, and the ultimate conclusion of the Debrit Siner is that if it's cold outside, there's no problem wearing gloves. It's not gaiva. It's not bizayon. It's not derech gaiva. It's not ka'ovrei drachim. Which may be the same reason anyway. What about hands in pockets? Where does that come from? So Shulchan Aruch Nesim Tzadi Hei Siv Gimel writes, Maniach yodav alibo kfusin hayimanis al smolis va'omid ka'evel lefnei rabu be'ema b'yir b'pachad v'lo yaniach yodav al chalotzav v'mreishu derech yuhara. The Shulchan Aruch says how your hands are supposed to be positioned when you daven. It should be over your heart, right hand over left hand, over your heart. Why? Because that's the position that an Eved takes in front of his Rebbe. But don't put keneged al chalotzav, don't put like below your waist, because that's derech yuhara. So what is the basis of that iser of al chalotzav? So pashtus is derech yuhara means it's not ka'omid lefnei melech. But that may be assuming that there's a particular way people hold their hands while they are in fact omid lefnei melech. But it's not clear that we have such a thing in Western society. Though it would seem that everyone would agree that it is disrespectful to have your hands in your pockets when you're omid lefnei melech. In fact, common military protocol from online research is that for generations has always been not to allow soldiers to put their hands in their pockets at any time. That soldier, if he wants to, if he's near his commanding officer, his hands are not going in his pockets. Hands in pockets gives a casual kind of feel to it. It's like putting your hands on your hips. That's probably the Shulchan Aruch Soma, that you shouldn't have this casual look to you. The concern of Derech Gaiva would certainly apply when your hands are on your hips, and Pashas when your hands are in your pocket as well. The Mishnah Berurah over there in Sadi Yeis of Kan Vav says, HaKol K'minag HaMakom. In fact, the Beis Yosef in the name of Ri Abuav writes that in Eretz Yishmael, Hayu Omdim K'shiyadeyam Achrei Gabam. They used to stand with their hands behind their backs. Lirmos as a remez, Kilu Ein Lehem Yadayim Below Rishuso Shalisha Omdim Lufanav. That they don't have any right to do anything with their hands unless they're notel Rishus from the person that they're standing in front of. And that's the way Nevet stands in front of his Rav. Okay, so now that we discussed what the issues are with each of these options, halacha lemaisa, it would seem that they're both mutter, right? Rav Shlomo Zalman and Deborah Zinu said gloves are mutter, and hands in pockets are only an issue because it's considered to be not ka'omid l'fnei ha'melech. It's considered to be a certain sense of gaiva, and that's really cultural. What would be considered omid l'fnei ha'melech? Perhaps wearing gloves is better because at least then you can maintain a respectful posture. And then when it comes to where to put your hands, Shulchan Aruch was very specific about how to place your hands. But because we're cognizant of the posture that one should hold his body in while davening, so perhaps if you had to make the choice, gloves would be better. But again, the whole discussion l'chora only applies during Shmoneh Esrei, does not even apply during Kriyashma u Birchos Seha. Okay, everyone have a great day.